Some parents are saying that students of color in Milton schools are not getting the support they need when they experience racism at school. BPR's Taylor Dobbs has that story.
Maria Twitty says her daughter Michaela has been disciplined more than once at school after she reported something racist or disrespectful happening to her. Most recently, Twitty says 12-year-old Michaela went to an adult at school because another student directed a racial slur at her.
She didn't get the help that she was looking for. Instead, an adult faculty member yelled at her in her face, and after she yelled at her, you know, she made a statement to her saying, "You're just making matters worse. Go to your class."
Twitty says she heard from Michaela what was going on, then got a call from the school principal who said Michaela had to take a day off from school.
She didn't give me an explanation why. She just said my daughter needed to take a day off from school. So I replied back by saying, "Wait a minute, you're asking my daughter to stay from school. You're suspending my daughter for being called the N-word." That's when I got hung up on.
Twitty shared her experience during a public access television appearance hosted by Black Lives Matter organizer Ebony Nioni. Nioni said she attended a meeting with Superintendent Ann Bradshaw and parents last week where parents shared their stories of racial problems in the district.
We all kind of sat there and after the stories were being told and kind of looked at the superintendent for almost leadership. Okay, so what next? And that was not provided to us.
Now, Black Lives Matter is calling for Bradshaw to resign the superintendent's post. In an emailed statement, Bradshaw said she could not respond to the allegations, citing federal and state privacy laws involving students. The statement said, quote, "The Milton Town School Board of Trustees has comprehensive policies and procedures that comply with state and federal laws regarding harassment, bullying, and hazing. The school board is fully committed to enforcing these policies and providing an educational environment free from unlawful harassment." The high school policy manual explicitly bans harassment based on race and also explicitly bans suspending students as a means of retaliating against them for reporting harassment. Bradshaw's emailed statement didn't mention race or racism. And when Michaela got a chance to send a message on TV to people in the school district, she said the first thing she's looking for is acknowledgement.
Not to hide this, like to let it be known that there are people that are racist at the school and just try to change it.
By going public with their account of the incident, Michaela and her mother hope they can force the district to confront racism in schools, whether school officials want to or not. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.